The future of the Affordable Care Act is on the line today. A federal appeals court in New Orleans is hearing arguments on whether a decision by a Texas judge in December to strike down the entire law should stand. The judge agreed with a group of 20 Republican-led states that brought the lawsuit. They argued that the law's individual mandate was unconstitutional after Congress got rid of the tax penalty for not having health insurance back in 2017. This case could affect 20 million Americans who've gotten health coverage since Obamacare was passed nearly a decade ago. Let's bring in Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, so explain what exactly is happening today.
So today, a three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is going to look at this decision from December that ruled the entire health care law is unconstitutional because Congress eliminated the tax penalty for not having insurance. The 20 red states argued that without the tax penalty, the law must fall because the tax was what got the Supreme Court to uphold it back in 2012.
So if the tax penalty is reduced to zero, then that decision, they say, doesn't stand anymore.
That's right. And the district court judge in Texas agreed with them last December.
So on the other side of this argument, there's a group of blue states that are trying to preserve the Affordable Care Act. And they say eliminating the fine for not having insurance should not invalidate the entire law. What are they saying?
They're saying that there are so many other pieces of the Affordable Care Act that have absolutely nothing to do with the individual insurance market. And they're correct. There were huge changes to the healthcare system, to the Medicaid program, to the Medicare program for people who have employer-provided insurance, things that really have nothing even to do with health insurance, like allowing for generic biologic drugs, renewing the Indian Health Service. I mean, there were just lots and lots of things in the law that they say have absolutely nothing to do with whether or not the law can stand after they zeroed out the tax penalty.
So what's at stake if the court here rules against the ACA?
Well, obviously, as you mentioned, 20-some million people who are getting their coverage through programs created by the ACA, primarily people who buy their own insurance on the marketplaces and people who have gotten expanded Medicaid in most of the states now. But it also touches, as I just mentioned, everybody who uses the healthcare system. And really, it would make an enormous mess of the healthcare system if the law were just to be suddenly invalidated.
And by the way, if it were invalidated by this court, it would make its way to the Supreme Court, I assume.
Yes, that's what we would assume.
Okay.
We assume no matter what, this is going to end up at the Supreme Court.
Where do insurance companies come down on this?
Well, insurance companies obviously do not want the law to be invalidated. They filed a brief with the court that said that invalidating it would wreak havoc on the healthcare system. And it's not just insurance companies. Hospitals filed briefs. A group of doctor organizations filed briefs. They all use the word chaos or, you know, upend the entire healthcare system. And frankly, in this case, that's not really hyperbole. This would have enormous ramifications on the healthcare system as a whole, because so much has changed about the healthcare system with the ACA, and so many private entities have invested so much money in things that the law did.
Okay, and we said there are 20 Republican-led states that are behind this lawsuit. The Trump administration is on board with those states?
Yes, they are now. The Trump administration has had multiple different positions on this. Last summer, they first said that, well, maybe not the whole law should be invalidated, but the pieces that are closest to that tax penalty, things like requiring insurers to sell to people with pre-existing conditions mm-hmm. and to sell to them at the same price. The administration said maybe those things would need to be struck down, but all those other sort of things that don't have to do with the individual market could stay. Then after the district court decision came down in December, the administration said, yeah, we agree with that decision. We think the whole law needs to fall. Then late last week, they filed yet another brief that suggested that possibly the law would only be struck down in the states that sued, which seems kind of odd and mm-hmm. implausible, but so we're not exactly sure what the administration is.
But so how would this play out politically? Because we think back to the 2018 midterm elections, that was all about health care, and everybody on both sides was saying, well, we support protections for pre-existing conditions, which, as we've talked about, Julie, is part of the Affordable Care Act, those protections for pre-existing conditions. This would be a big part of the conversation in the 2020 presidential race.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was in 2012 when the Affordable Care Act was first at the Supreme Court. Republicans in Congress are terrified of this lawsuit. The last thing they want is for this law to be struck down right in the middle of the campaign. Democrats are scared of it for what it might do, but politically it would probably, you know, hew to their benefit. Mm.
And would this be the final say, by the way, when it gets to the Supreme Court?
Oh,
on the
who knows?
On the ACA, it would be more.
I keep saying after every lawsuit, maybe yeah. Is this the end? And it doesn't ever seem to be.
Well, what else would we talk to you about then, Julie, when we bring you on? Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thank you.
Thank you.